Criticizing is easy, isn't it? I think it's the natural man in us that wants to criticize. We can be quick to criticize and find fault with others. But criticizing produces negative and harsh feelings. It tears down self-esteem. It shatters confidence. It is damaging and destroying. It usually does not produce better behavior or performance. Correcting is much more difficult to do. It takes more patience, love, and even skill. But the results can produce love, encouragement, better confidence, and an improvement in behavior and performance. It can lift and bless and inspire. Now, we've all heard the term constructive criticism, haven't we? That's a word that we hear, and we think that's a positive thing. But I would like to suggest that any type of criticism is harmful and negative, and that we should consider the term correcting instead of constructive criticism. Elder H. Burke Peterson said this, "I personally have a hard time with people who say they believe in constructive criticism. My experience does not lead me to believe there is such a thing. My point of view is that criticism has a connotation that does not come from above. I think it is important to note that correction is different from criticism. The Lord discussed correction in his revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith in Doctrine and Covenants 121. He emphasized that any corrections are to be performed when moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Criticism is more judgment-oriented than correction, and most of us do not have sufficient knowledge to be critical of others," he says, "especially of a spouse and children who are still growing and developing as we are."